Greetings, friends. In our last program, we talked about the first resurrection. And the first resurrection occurs at Christ's second coming. It is for all of those who have died in faith. Faith, obviously, in Christ himself. So at Christ's second coming, all of those who have died in faith will be resurrected and given eternal life in spirit-composed bodies. But that is obviously only for those who have died in Christ. What about the rest of the dead? There are a whole lot more people who have died and have not believed in Christ. What happens to all of those dead people? Well, we're going to answer that question in today's program. Let's turn over to Revelation chapter 20. And we'll read verses 4 through 5. This is Revelation chapter 20 and verses 4 through 5. It says, I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived, that means they were resurrected, they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. This is the first resurrection. And this first resurrection is pictured by the sixth of God's seven annual holy days. The sixth of God's seven annual holy days is called the Feast of Tabernacles. The Feast of Tabernacles pictures the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ on this earth, and it also pictures the resurrection of the saints. This is the first resurrection. But notice the rest of this verse. It says, but the rest of the dead did not live again. In other words, they were not resurrected until after the 1,000 years are finished. So we have some dead people, those who died in Christ, who were resurrected at Christ's second coming. This is called the first resurrection, but that's only the few. Relatively few people have died in Christ, died having faith in Christ. Relatively few as compared to all of the billions and billions of people who have ever lived. So what about the rest of the dead? Well, it says here, but the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. So first of all, we know that everybody who has ever lived and died is still dead. Even those who have died in Christ, they're all dead. That includes Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, etc. Everybody who has ever died in Christ is still dead. Nobody is floating around in heaven playing harps and sitting with God and having conversations, looking down, seeing what you and I are doing. Nobody. Everybody who's ever died is still dead. That's the first thing. And those who are faithful will be resurrected at Christ's second coming, which is obviously still future. That's the first resurrection. But all of the other people who have lived and died, who have not accepted Christ, the rest of these people who are dead, who are not in hell, burning forever and ever, they're not in purgatory, all of these are doctrines of demons. All of the dead, the rest of the dead, they are still dead also. But they will not be resurrected at Christ's second coming, because that's the first resurrection. That's for the faithful saints. And those people in the first resurrection will be resurrected to eternal life and will be given spirit-composed bodies. The rest of the dead will not be resurrected. They will not live again. They will not be resurrected until after the Feast of Tabernacles is over, after 1,000 years has been finished. Now, when they are resurrected with physical bodies, and they are resurrected again to temporary life. It's very much like what happened after Christ was crucified, and then he was resurrected, and he was resurrected to eternal life, given a spirit-composed body. But you remember, after he came out of the grave, there was a resurrection of thousands of people, but they were resurrected to physical life, and eventually they died again. Well, that's the same thing that's going to happen, because that was really a type of what's going to happen after the 1,000 years are finished. And after this 1,000 years is finished, this is what's pictured by the last great day. And the last great day is the seventh of God's 7 annual holy days, which represents God's 7-step plan of salvation. So the last great day is the culmination of God's plan of salvation. And salvation can be defined as bringing people from death into life through faith in Jesus the Christ. So this last great day pictures the time when the greatest number of people will be given salvation, when they will be brought from death into eternal life through faith in Jesus the Christ. That's why it's called the last great day. It is the last step, the 7th step in God's plan of salvation, and this is the time when the greatest number of people will be given salvation. And it is a great time of rejoicing because of that. So again, who are the rest of the dead? Well, the rest of the dead are obviously not the faithful martyrs who died during the Great Tribulation, because they are resurrected at the beginning of the 7,000th year, which is the first year of Christ's rule over the world as King of Kings. And we saw those people who were martyred during the Great Tribulation. We just read about those in Revelation chapter 20, verses 4 through 5, because it talked about, I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. Those are all the people that were martyred during the Great Tribulation. They are in the first resurrection, which happens at the beginning of the 7,000th year, this millennial reign of Jesus the Christ. Okay, so obviously the rest of the dead can't be those people because they're already in the first resurrection. The rest of the dead are not the faithful followers of God that lived prior to Jesus' first coming, for these people are resurrected at Christ's second coming. Now, if we turn to Hebrews chapter 11 and read verses 4 through 32, which we're not going to read today, but hopefully if you haven't read that, you can read that. That's Hebrews chapter 11, verses 4 through 32. That's what lists the faithful followers of God that lived prior to Jesus' first coming. That's where they are listed, and they're listed in chronological order. Not every single person is listed, but there's a pretty long list there. And it says, for instance, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it he, being still dead, speaks, and speaking figuratively, you know, because his works still speak to us today. But notice how the scripture says he's still being dead, is speaking to us through his works. And his works are written down in the scriptures, so the scriptures speak to us about what he did. Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Rahab the harlot, you know, they're all named, but there's also Joshua and Caleb. All of these people, they're mentioned and counted as faithful followers of Yeshua the Messiah. Now, obviously, they looked forward to Jesus' first coming. You and I look back at Jesus' first coming, but both of us, whether the faithful saints prior to his first coming or the faithful saints after his first coming, all of us look to Yeshua as our Messiah by faith. We have faith that allows us to believe that he is the only way to have salvation. Now in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 32, notice what it says. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of the judges, for instance, Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, etc., and of the kings, i.e. David, Josiah, etc., and of the prophets, Samuel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, etc. And that brings us up to the time of Christ. But what does it say about all these people that are just mentioned? All the people that died in faith prior to Christ's first coming. Well, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 13 through 16 says this. These all died in faith, not having received the promises. Can I say that again? These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, they were persuaded of them, and therefore embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from which they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly country. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. Now we're going to drop down to verses 39 through 40. In verse 39 it says, "And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, did not receive the promise, God having provided something better for us, that they without us should not be made perfect." Now the us that it's speaking about, Paul, or someone, most likely Paul, was writing the book of Hebrews, so he's talking about saints who have believed in Christ after Christ's death and his resurrection. So he's saying that all of the saints who lived and died prior to Christ's first coming have not received the promises and will not receive the promises until those who are alive and who have died after Christ's first coming are resurrected and given the promises at the same time. And when is this time? Let's turn over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and we'll read verses 13 through 17. This is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verses 13 through 17. "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain at the coming of the Lord shall not precede them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with the Lord in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And from then on we shall always be with the Lord." And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verses 22 through 23 it says, "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive, but every man in his own order, Christ the firstfruit, afterwards they that are Christ at his coming." So all of the faithful followers of God prior to Christ's first coming, which is from Abel to Malachi, and all of the faithful followers of God after Christ's first coming, but prior to his second coming, which is the church era, all of us shall be resurrected at Christ's second coming. So none of us can be considered the rest of the dead that was mentioned in Revelation chapter 20 and verses 4 through 5. Now we have to ask the question again, who is the rest of the dead? We'll continue that discussion in our next program. Thanks for joining me on this program, and may God be in you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org or call us on 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.